You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says 90,000 additional Pfizer vaccine doses will be delivered to New South Wales from next week. He addressed concerns around the supply of Pfizer jabs, saying he's responding to the request from Premier Gladys Berejiklian to direct more doses to the state.
On the week commencing 5th of July, which is the week in which the Premier contacted me, New South Wales, both GPs and the state distribution centres, were receiving 147,720 doses of Pfizer per week. The week commencing next week, they will be receiving 90,000 more than that. 90,000 more than that. That does not include the additional 50,000, which I extended to the Premier on Friday, or the additional 150,000 they've already received over and above their previous allocations.
Mr. Morrison says just over 16% of those eligible for a COVID-19 inoculation are now fully vaccinated, but only 37% of one of the most vulnerable groups, being Australians over 70, have had two doses. He outlined the latest figures after confirming Australia now has an agreement with Pfizer for 60 million booster shots next year and another 25 million to be delivered in 2023. 38%
of the population now that has had at least one dose, over 16% now with two. 62% of those over 50 have now had one dose and 22% double doses. And for those over 70, we've got 77% of those over 70 have now had their first dose and 37% have had two doses.
When asked about the New South Wales lockdown, Mr. Morrison says there's no other option.
There isn't an alternative to the lockdown. Let me be clear, there is not an alternative to the lockdown in New South Wales to get this under control. There is no other magic bullet that is going to do that. There is no vaccine solution that's going to do that. The lockdown is what is going to do it. It can be assisted by the vaccines, but the lockdown must be effective. The alternative does not bear thinking. And so it's essential that every effort is focused on making sure that lockdown does its job.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state recorded 141 new local COVID-19 infections and two deaths.
A woman in her 70s, but also a woman in her 30s with no pre-existing conditions. So if anybody thinks this is a disease just affecting older people, please think again.
SBS Portuguese is reporting the younger victim is a 38-year-old Brazilian temporary visa holder who was admitted to the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital. The Brazilian embassy and Brazilian consulate in Sydney confirmed that they are ready to assist and support the woman's family. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian thanked the 102,000 people who came forward to get tested, but says she's disgusted by those who took part in the protest on Saturday that led to clashes and the arrest of dozens as more than 3,000 people gathered. Around 60 people have been charged with various offenses, including two men in their 30s charged with allegedly striking a police horse. She says it's too early to know whether the anti-lockdown protest could be a super spreader event.
We don't want a setback. And yesterday could have been a setback. Time will tell. But I'm just so utterly disgusted, disappointed and heartbroken that people don't consider the safety and well-being of their fellow citizens.
And in Victoria, Premier Daniel Andrews has criticised those who took part in a similar protest in Melbourne.
We can't vaccinate against selfishness, and these people should be ashamed, absolutely ashamed. It's just wrong. If you want to protest, protest against the virus. Stay at home, do the right thing, and let's get through this together without selfishly putting other people in harm's way.
Victoria has recorded 11 new local cases of COVID-19. All were in quarantine throughout their period of infection. Meanwhile, South Australia has reported three new COVID-19 cases, but Premier Stephen Marshall says because they were all in strict quarantine, the state is still on track to end its lockdown on Tuesday. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.